This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud.
With Z and G on Joy 94.9. That was a 30-second groove. We grooved out.
We grooved out hard.
I was going a bit out and about. I was walking the studios when that happened. Mm-hmm. There's no one around, but imagine if there were people around.
Yeah.
They would have been giving us
a solid stare.
They would have been staring us down.
Like a really good stare. And I mean, look, I think you can stare back at them, right? You can stare right back at them.
Well, we're in the safety of a studio. Everyone's friends here.
That's true.
It's more of a question of when is it okay or not okay to stare.
Well, I guess, you know, out and about. Look, when you're out and about in your day-to-day life,
you've got to use your eyes.
Yeah. You got to use your eyes. That's step one. And then, look, step two is, you know, I feel like, you know, a lot of people, you know, it's the usual thing to, while you're walking down the street, look at other people, look at other faces.
Right.
But, you know, it's whether or not, you know, you make eye contact. And I think a lot of people do make eye contact in those little exchanges, but we don't, you know, never really talk about it. You know, it's something that, you know, then you can go into the stare.
But there's something about a stare. There's a difference between just looking at someone and a stare.
Yeah.
Because a stare is,
would be at least...
implies length.
Yeah, that's right. Would be at least... what would you call a stare? Maybe like 3 to 7 seconds?
I was going to say anything longer than 4 seconds.
Anything longer than four seconds.
4 seconds. If you're counting 4 seconds...
4 beats.
That's long.
That's very long. We do it now live, but that would just be boring to count 4 beats.
A stare is longer than it takes to smile at someone and then look away.
Oh.
My grade 3 teacher said, everyone that you don't smile at, that you walk past... you'll see in heaven.
And okay.
So, if you smile at someone
yes,
and then look away and then proceed with your life, I don't think that's staring.
No. Okay.
But if you smile them for long enough.
For long enough, and then that
but
would
be you're still smiling, where it's uncomfortable to smile.
Yeah, that would all... If you're staring and have the smile, that's really a creepy stare then, really.
Because why are you smiling? I thought it'd be more nice.
Really? Someone just, you know, staring at you
as you're
smiling.
As you're walking past. Oh, if you're out and about.
Just a quick smile.
Like you're walking to get your muesli bar from the convenience store and you're just smiling, staring, but also going, what's she wearing?
Well, Dylan, I'm interested to see, how do you deal with... because I get those feelings sometimes of like, oh, someone's not watching me, but I've got eyes on me.
Big brother's watching you.
Yeah, but there are those moments where, you're walking and you get self-conscious of like, oh, am I starting to walk funny?
Yeah, you can't work out how to walk for a second.
And then you realize just down the road or down the street that someone's... staring at you having this crisis and you catch them staring at you.
But do you ever catch them looking away? You know, you catch them in that split second where you've seen them staring back at you, but then they just quickly go, whoa, I wasn't staring at you.
I use that strategy.
Yeah.
If I'm ever caught staring at someone, I use that strategy.
That is a good strategy.
That's why sunglasses are good. Mm. If you're out and about and it's a sunny day, not that you'd be... if you had sunglasses now, they'd probably think you're a nutter at a quarter past midnight. But during the day, when like if it was a beautiful day, then you could always pretend to stare with sunglasses.
That's true. That's a good idea.
Future's so bright,
right?
It's going to need shades, and also so I can give you shade and stare at you.
Or just walk around with those eyeball glasses,
right? The ones with the springs on them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you're always just constantly staring at the ground,
completely constant.
Doesn't that makes a lot of sense?
I wish I was confident enough to not look away when someone catches me staring at them, though.
Like,
I wish
true.
I had the confidence to stare through them back and be like,
"Wow,
no, you did. I am looking at
that's
you."
That's it. That's
but I'm not confident enough.
No.
That.
There is a place where, look, I think you can get away with it. And it's almost, prime location, really.
But is it the same location all the time?
No. Well, you know, it's not the same location because it's that location is constantly moving because we're talking about public transport.
Okay.
So maybe so you're saying since it's constantly moving.
Yep.
You can't get done.
That's right.
And people are constantly getting off on the trains.
Exactly.
And getting on.
Exactly. They are. And, look, it's that situation where you can essentially pull up. I mean, you know, perfect world, okay? You know, there's two trains, okay?
Wow.
Like pulling up next to each other. That's right.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's right.
So the two trains have pulled up beside each other?
Pulled up next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go, you can fully engage in a full-out stare. All-out stare. Right?
Oh, with someone else on the other train?
With someone else on the other train on the opposite side of the track. Because they're on the other train.
What are they going to do?
What are they going to do?
They can't cross platforms. That's right.
They can't open the train door, run over to the other side, get on that train, and then call you out for staring at them.
No.
That can't happen.
So you've got free range of staring.
You've got free, absolute 100% range to stare like crazy.
But that's not your right to be creepy. Don't get me wrong. We're not endorsing that.
No. That's right. We're not endorsing it. But, you know,
stare within your rights.
That's right.
Can you stare on the carriage? On your own carriage?
What, look, that's... Viewer discretion is advised with that because really, you can get yourself into all sorts of situations.
Because there's a strategy within the carriage.
Yep.
Is that there you is. Can use the thick windows of the carriage as like a mirror, you know?
You
use that to see when throughout the carriage.
Like, so from the window to the wall.
Exactly.
Yes.
Namely, when it's dark outside, you know, those windows automatically, yeah, they become mirrors, pretty much. Very reflective surfaces.
So it's a weird thing to happen, and it's happened to me once or twice, where you catch someone out for staring at you through a reflection.
Don't you absolutely love that being able to stare in that reflection?
That is such science that it can happen.
Exactly.
I still get creeped out by it.
I utilize that all the time. It makes your train ride like a TV show. Look, you're looking at a screen already.
Yeah.
Look at that. There you go. You got your live.
Your smartphone's dead.
Yep, that's right.
And you've got live streaming.
Live streaming real life humans.
And it's in high def.
It's like
high Gogglebox, but they're on the train.
Mm. And not making as great commentary. They're all just staring down at their phones.
Or one, two logies.
But it could be better commentary if it's you're the one commentating it.
Inside your own mind.
Oh, you hope it's at least an internal monologue or
else. That's right.
Everyone on the train will know what you think of them.
Well, you know, you're qualified if you have a microphone in your hand and a camera crew filming you. You know, you can say whatever you want out and about. And people will trust you. As long as you have a camera crew and some sort of person with a gaffer mic.
Yes.
With a mic. They can, you have all sorts of rights to do everything.
What if they're really attractive? And not that I've done this, and don't go on my Instagram and look good about a year and a half ago or two years when I did it. What if you take a photo of them to show how hot they are?
And then publicly
put it on Instagram, and then because it's such a bad photo, you filter it really well so you can see them.
That's a good idea. It sounds like those, don't some of those universities and stuff have those...
stalker spaces?
Yes. The stalker spaces. That sounds like an infant type of stalker space.
You can pretend like you're taking a selfie of yourself and do a big smile, but I'm actually taking a photo of you across from there.
That's
not that I've done that to any attractive redheads on my train trips, but I have.
That's sneaky, Dylan.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.